Next, we'll talk some city business with Bartlesville Mayor Dale Copeland, coming up in just a moment. Community Connection brought to you by your Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance agent, Sam Stoya, and by Advanced Orthopedics.
As life expectancies grow in the U.S., the potential need for long-term care grows as well. A Northwestern Long-Term Care Insurance Company policy can help you pay for that care. Flexible coverage can include extended care in your own home as well as in a facility. To learn more, call Sam Stoya at 336-5717. That's Sam Stoya at 336-5717. Sam Stoya is licensed to sell long-term care insurance for the Northwestern Long-Term Care Insurance Company, a subsidiary of the Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, regarding policy form number RSLTC 1101.
And a Community Connection on 1400 K1. No council meeting last night, but in to update us on some city business, Mayor Dale Copeland. Thank you for coming in, sir.
Good morning, Charlie. Looks like fall has fallen this morning.
It has, and so are the leaves on the trees.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
It's an annual chore, but if you like the shade and the beauty of the tree, then the trade-off is you have to rake the leaves.
Trees are good things.
They are a good thing. City manager was in last week and presented some news items, basically from City Beat, which we could encourage people to just go to the city website and check out what Kelly has for us.
I watch that every week. Of course, if you subscribe to it, it'll come to your email, so you don't even have to go find it. I'm surprised at the people that haven't heard about it yet. Kelly does a tremendous job. She just goes out and people are asking this or that, and she'll put it in City Beats. Why hasn't this or where is that or when is this going to happen? And a lot of times the answer has already been published.
Yeah.
So if you go to cityofbartlesville.org on the homepage over on the right-hand column, click City Beats. You can look up all of the past issues, but you can also subscribe. And then every week, usually Wednesday, give or take, one will land in your email inbox, and you'll know what's happening in town, too.
If you feel like being the Andy Rooney of sorts and asking the question, why is that, then Kelly will answer it for you.
She does a really great job, and a lot of times answers questions I hadn't thought of or didn't know yet, It's always good.
It is. I will remind the listeners, of course, election time is coming up. Voter registration has closed, but we do have two contested wards. Yours is not one of them, but we do have two contested wards up for election November 6th.
We do. Ward 2, which is the southern part of the city, and then Ward 4, which is north. Generally, the lines move around, but west of Highway 75 all the way out to the county line includes Oak Park. South pretty much to Adams, but it also runs down along the river and Shawnee. Map again, cityofbartlesville.org, and there's a map there that will show you what ward you live in. But if you're in Ward 2 or Ward 4, there will be a decision to be made on Tuesday at Election Day. Ask everyone to learn about the candidates. What do they think? What do they believe? What is their focus? What is it they think needs to be done, and what would they like to do? Then decide what it is that you want to see done and who you seem to connect with, so to speak, and then get out and vote, because that's what makes this country a great country and a great city.
The League of Women Voters has scheduled a candidate forum for those two contested races 2 weeks from tonight, Tuesday the 30th. That would be 1 week before Election Day. We will broadcast the forum, but go in person. It'll be held at City Hall, and people can go ask their own questions through the League.
Yeah. It's a great forum. Appreciate the League of Women Voters for doing that. They do that just about every election.
Mm-hmm.
To help people learn more. A lot of times the circle that you're in, you know about all of that and what your friends are talking about, but this really brings a bigger group together, asks those questions, finds out the answers, or at least what people think about it, and helps you make a decision, because the next 2 years that will direct where our city is going.
And again, just because you may not live in one of the wards where that contested race is taking place, it still behooves you to be an informed citizen and learn about who could be part of your city government.
That's right. We live in wards, but we live in Bartlesville, and we don't make decisions in wards, or I hope that we don't. We make decisions for what's good for Bartlesville and even beyond Bartlesville, because our effect extends out, whether it's our water service or whatever. We provide services beyond the city limits. So the decisions that are made are taken quite seriously, and that group of five people will make those decisions for two more years that affect all of us. So you're right. It's important for every ward who represents the city of Bartlesville.
Yep. Some things coming up, and Micah Seemers, city engineer, was putting some reports out, but weather has somewhat slowed some of the projects as far as tearing up streets and that sort of thing, or putting them back together.
Hopefully putting them back together. We all noticed when the streets are torn up, the potholes that we hit and the different problems, and it's a never-ending problem. It'll always be a problem. We'll continue to attack the streets around town. But Micah does a good job of taking the projects that have been approved, do the engineering, get the bids out, get the contractors on site, follow up on that to be sure that everything is done correctly. The weather begins to change and things do slow down a bit. You can't do a lot of that work when it's pouring down rain or a certain temperature. Asphalt doesn't behave well. So that will slow, but it'll continue. It's good news if you've had a chance to drive on Tuxedo.
That's nice.
It is. The River Bridge all the way to Madison, new four lane. It's been overlaid and striped, and that's really good. That's now completed. We don't have a date on Price Road. That'll run from just west of Highway 75, about where the fire station there is, all the way to the roundabout. But that is hopeful. It's been approved, and it's hopeful that that will be getting underway sometime in about the next 3 to 4 weeks. Again, depending on the weather, that's going to run for about 3 to 4 months. Because there's just no good way around it, they're going to have to close one side. So it will be down to one lane pretty much off and on for that entire time. Mm-hmm. We always tell people if you have another way to get from point A to B, try to use that and just stay away from that area. It will keep your blood pressure down and lighten the load. But that continues to go on. I always throw in, Charlie, one of the things that's a really good project, and I appreciate it being done, they are totally replacing that bridge on Adams at the river. I see the steel is going in now on the south side of that. That is not a Bartlesville project. That is Oklahoma Department of Transportation. ODOT has started that, and they think that will probably take till about May. So that will continue to be an area to avoid, but so that people know that's not the city, that is ODOT. We appreciate ODOT for working on that, but we don't have any control of it.
Your state tax dollars at work.
Yes, sir.
That is somewhat similar to the bridge replacement project that was done on 75 about 18 months ago.
It is. There where the new Chick-fil-A is, that bridge had been replaced. There's an ongoing project. When you talk to the state and you talk to our county commissioners, to the deficient bridge, I don't always get the terminology of the programs, but they have really worked for years now and have lowered that number. There was a large number of deficient bridge crossings, and that has been brought way, way down under that program.
I think the engineering term is structurally deficient, but deficient sounds real good to me.
It's shorter.
Yeah, it is. So, again, that's something that it's your state tax dollars at work. You can complain to the city, but it won't do you any good because it's not their project.
We feel the pain, quite literally.
Yeah, we do. You have to drive on it. And
yes.
At least much of the council and the city staff driving from your home to a council meeting would have to go across that bridge.
I've used Frank Phillips a lot. Of course, we mentioned the new Tuxedo is a great way to get across town.
Yeah.
But Frank Phillips is an alternate route. There are many ways to get east and west in Bartlesville. Adams is just one of them. So take a different route, see some new scenery. Drive down Frank Phillips. You could stop in at the radio station and say hi, I suppose.
I suppose you could.
Tinker's Glass House is open on Frank Phillips now. That's new. A lot of things happening.
It is new. A lot of things going on the business front. But before we talk about that, water, you turn on the tap and it's nearly always there.
You take it for granted. In fact, nobody ever says anything until they turn on the tap and it's the color or something is a little off because of flushing meters or some particular issue.
We'll leave that to someplace in Michigan.
Yeah. But we have excellent water supply. It always meets and passes all tests. We have been blessed this year. The lakes, our water storage has remained full. But it's not been that long ago, if you've lived in Bartlesville very long, that was not the case. And one of the hardest things to do is sit in a city council meeting and consider telling people that we're going to begin either voluntary rationing or if it reaches a certain state, mandatory rationing. It can mean closing businesses that depend on their livelihood for water. It's a very important thing that we take for granted until it's not there. So beginning way back, 2002, I believe, is the correct year, Mr. Locken, Mayor Locken, initiated a project to go out and seek an increased water supply. We looked at Copan Lake. We've looked at water reuse, just all of the options. Mayors after that, Tom Gorman, Julie Daniels, others have continued to pursue that. We continue to pursue that. Right now we're working on two fronts. The storage at Copan Lake is something that only the city of Copan uses a small amount. Otherwise, it's largely a recreational and flood control structure. So we have looked into that. The pricing was not anywhere near reasonable. It went from, I believe, $68 a foot we're paying for most of Hula, and the Corps decided it was almost $2,000 an acre foot, which didn't seem reasonable. Our representatives in Congress, both in the House and the Senate.
That goes back to John Sullivan, Jim yeah. Bridenstine, Mark Wayne Mullen, Senator Inhofe, yes. a big proponent for the city of Bartlesville.
Senator Inhofe has been a tremendous proponent for Bartlesville and our water search, if you will. And in fact, just recently was able to help us. There was a WRDA bill, Water Resources Development Act, WRDA, that was passed in the Senate last week that contains language that we hope will help us toward this goal of achieving a long-term water supply. That we're continuing to work with the Corps of Engineers. They have been very gracious and very willing to visit with us. We just have not gotten a solution yet, but we'll continue to work on that. Parallel track to that is water reuse. The fact that we put about 4.5 to 5.5 million gallons of water, treated water, back into the river each day, water that actually I'm told tests better than the water that's in the river. But we put it in at the sewer plant there on Hensley. We have learned that if we could pump that water upstream, about 5 river miles, it's about 3 miles of direct as a crow flies distance, mm-hmm. that 4.5 to 5 million gallons would go into the river, same river it goes into now, just at a different place. It would then flow back down and come back by Bartlesville at the Johnstone Park, where we have water rights to about 4.5 to 5 million gallons per day. Mm-hmm. Theoretically, there's evaporation and different things, but theoretically, you could recover just about the same amount you put in. And that is something that the technology appears to be to the place that is possible. So we're continuing to work with the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality to get all of the studies and tests. We did several $100,000 for tests that are required. Once that is accomplished, we hope fairly soon, hopefully in the next several weeks or months, then we'll go to the EPA and go through likewise. And that's a project that is on our near-term horizon, the next couple of years, that we believe would really help our long-term water supply. The Copan Lake would help our long-term out about 40-plus years. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue to work on that. Hopefully we'll have good success, and there won't be one of those times that we have those meetings to talk about having to go to mandatory rationing.
Well, those ordinances are still on the books, I guess.
We just hope we don't have to.
As I recall, Mr. Lauritsen said something to the effect of that other states use water resource reuse. It simply hasn't been done yet at the scale we would like to do it in Oklahoma, as I recall.
I think the word there, too, would be intentionally, because everybody, all water is reused.
Some way.
We put water in the river here, but that river goes somewhere else.
We take it back to high school chemistry class. Matter is not created or destroyed.
We're just closing the loop in a different way. So yes, it's just the technology, like I say, allows us to do that. The treatment of our water has reached a place where the quality is adequate to do so, and we'll go through all of those tests, make sure that everything remains that way.
That's right. We're talking with Mayor Dale Copeland on a Community Connection on 1400 K1. We'll have more for you coming up in just a bit.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
talking with Bartolomé Ardell Copeland, and it was last week the announcement that ABB would be, my words, not theirs, relocating some job opportunities. I assume some will actually be people transfers, other will be, you lost your job, we're going to rehire somebody in Bartlesville.
Tremendous announcement for Bartlesville. Obviously, we feel sorry for those people on the other end of that spectrum, having been there ourselves, but we put continuous effort into economic development. The folks over at the Bartlesville Development Authority, David Wood and his team, the authority that oversees them, that's led by Bob Frazier, it's just an everyday thing of what's possible, who can we talk to, who can we go to, who can we send information to that would be interested in what Bartlesville has to offer. We have a lot to offer. We're in the center of the country. We have moderate weather. We're close to water, rail, U.S. highways, air. There's just so many things that Bartlesville has to offer. We have a wonderful workforce, high-quality workforce. So we try to get that message out. To see one of our own corporate citizens, ABB, who has been here for many years and has been wonderful for our community.
An international corporate.
An international, that's exactly right. To see them announce that they have selected Bartlesville as a place to grow, to bring more people in. The numbers I'm hearing are about 90. That more folks coming to Bartlesville, those are all great things, and it really emphasizes a thing I think that we've been talking about for a year or two, which is, yes, we want to go find that new next corporation, but we also want to work with the people that are already here, that are already committed, already invested, that want to grow their companies, and what can we do to make that better and more possible and more positive.
I think I heard the same thing from Jim Fram about 1997 or so. You know?
It's a long-term project, a lot of effort. In its own way, it's a little bit like water. We're always going to need to be careful and take care of those things, those resources that we have. We think about the SMC expansion out at the Sunset Park area, and the area that they're actually preparing right now as they look to grow and expand. DSR, who has taken the old Walmart building that was used for administration and planning and are still working on that. That's across the street from me, so I see every day as things are happening there.
So those are got a little lonely for a while.
Yeah, those are the things that are happening that perhaps don't always, if you don't go by there, you might not see them happening, but good things are happening in Bartlesville. We want to keep on that path, and really excited about this announcement from ABB.
Yeah. We talked about trees losing their leaves and leaf collection, the first of two week-long leaf collections coming up.
Yeah, it's always tricky to plan leaf collection several weeks or months ahead, not knowing the weather. Will it be cold enough? Will the leaves drop? I know we've had years when it worked great. There have been other years when the weather stayed warm, and people said, why are they picking up leaves now? They're still on the trees. So it's a tricky thing, but we will have a free leaf collection November the 12th through the 16th. So that's still a month away. With the weather we had this morning, there, I'm guessing, will be quite a lot of leaves to pick up.
I think you could be right.
Yeah, no special tags, no special bags, just collect those leaves, bag them up. Now, it is leaves, small twigs, acorns, whatever, you know, not trash per se. But if you bag up your leaves and things, just put them at the curb where you normally put your trash, and the city will pick those up from the 12th through the 16th. It's your normal trash day. If you're a Monday, it'll be on Monday. If you're a Thursday, it'll be on Thursday. But they will pick those up at no additional charge. Keep our city beautiful.
Okay. You want to, I guess it must be a special interest for you. It's a Mayors for Monarchs event coming up.
I don't know who named that, excuse me, but I'll take it. Mayors Monarchs, I think there's probably some play on words there. But the Mayor for Monarchs, I can't even say that, Charlie, is a program going back a couple of years. Bartlesville signed on to that. I'm told that this was a pretty unique year for monarch butterflies in terms of weather and temperature and moisture, but there was just huge numbers of butterflies that at least went through Bartlesville.
Yeah.
So they tell me that milkweed
is migrating, but I guess they do.
Yeah, milkweed, there's different things that attract them, and so there's been a lot of work by local folks to help increase that habitat.
I met the chief of police about a week ago. It was among, I think, his second or maybe first day on the job. I think it was a Monday, so it must have been actually his first day on the job. It was a half-hour program. He probably got to talk about 5 minutes, but we at least we got a formal introduction to the new chief.
Chief Rolls is new to the job, but he's not new to law enforcement. He's got good experience covering a variety of things from investigation. He was the chief in Anadarko, a little bit smaller than Bartlesville, but I had a chance to visit with him for a little more than 5 minutes. I spent about an hour and a half with him, had a really good visit. Seems like a great fellow. I think that his practices and his values will fit Bartlesville quite well. He said, I don't have any plans for big changes. Bartlesville is already a great city. Have some ideas of things that we want to talk about and try, but I think that he will fit in. I know the police department is excited, perhaps always a little bit sensitive, you know, when anybody new, somebody new comes to the radio station or yeah. wherever, but I think that has been so far gone really well. I look forward to working with the chief. We've had a lot of change, Charlie.
That'll come by my next comment is just if you look at the well, we selected a new fire chief a few years ago, mm-hmm. but the rest of the top names in city, we've changed them this week.
It's been so constant for so long that you know it's inevitable, but it's really nice to know that the city manager or the police chief or whomever, and the city attorney particularly, think of Mr. Maddox, they're just always there.
There are people who have lived in town all their life, and he's always been the city attorney.
Almost my whole life. when Mr. Maddox announced that he would retire at the end of December, the 1st of January, 43 years and 7 months, it's unheard of. I'm not aware of anyone that has served that long and done the job for the city that Mr. Maddox has done. He has just always been there.
That's great. And again, the search process will continue.
It will. We hope to move forward with that. It's important, particularly important if you're sitting on the city council, because you need to look down that bench and say, Mr. Maddox, help me understand this. We want to do this the correct way.
Give me your advice here as best you can do it. Sales tax reports, last I knew, they were on a positive trend.
It's not a sharp positive trend, but it's a positive trend. And that, compared to the last 10 years, is really good news. As you know, Charlie, there was a lot of effort put forth across Bartlesville, particularly the BDA, to bring in more and different retail, different names, things that people move here and they want to see this or that. And by and large, we've had really good success. That continues with more retail coming online. But we are seeing the fruits of that as sales taxes continue to increase. I doubt that it hurts. In Bartlesville, we pay attention. Almost anybody can tell you what the price of oil was this morning. I don't know how that happens in other cities, but the price of oil has recovered up into the low 70s, which is a healthy place to be, so that's been positive. And sales tax reflects those good things that are happening across the city of Bartlesville.
It is, and so those are just numbers that we look at, but it's the sales tax dollars that pay for your street repairs, pay for your police and fire protection, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Mayor, I'd love to spend more time with you, but I know that I'm looking at the clock on the wall here, and I need to tie a note on this. Normally, again, you would have met last night, but apparently insufficient business. So whether you meet next week or whether you hold that meeting till the first meeting in November is yet to be decided.
Hasn't been decided. We'll discuss that later this week. As you know, we always post that agenda by Thursday afternoon. So those discussions will be had. Just have to see what needs to be done. Does it justify the time and expense of having a meeting? We take it very seriously whether to do that, and we want to do it if it's needed, not if it's not.
That's a Community Connection on K1.
John Carey, former Stigler High School teacher, 47-year-old Bill Self, now booked